What's up, developers? Welcome back to Git News AI, where we dive into the hottest AI repositories trending on GitHub. I'm Skylar, and before we jump into today's incredible finds, huge thanks to our sponsor Limitless AI for making this show possible. Today, we've got some absolute gems, from Microsoft's latest document conversion tool to free Claude access, plus some game-changing code knowledge graphs. Let's get into it. First up, we have Microsoft's Markdown, and wow, this thing is blowing up with over 124,000 stars. This Python tool is exactly what it sounds like. It converts pretty much any file format you can throw at it into clean, beautiful Markdown. We're talking Word docs, PDFs, PowerPoints, Excel sheets, images with text extraction, even audio and video files. What makes this so exciting for us, AI folks, is that it's perfect for pre-processing data for your LLMs. You know how painful it is to get clean text out of a bunch of different file formats? Markdown just solved that headache. The recent updates show they're really focused on security and handling edge cases like deeply nested HTML that used to crash the tool. If you're building AI applications that need to ingest documents from the real world, this is going in your toolkit immediately. The fact that it handles everything from Office docs to multimedia files means you can build truly universal document processing pipelines. Next, let's talk about something really cool from the .NET team, the .NET Skills Repository. This is Microsoft's collection of skills specifically designed to help AI coding agents work with .NET and C. Think of it as a curated toolkit that your AI assistant can use to actually understand and write proper .NET code. They've got skills for everything from basic C operations to complex MS build tasks, and they just added web API skills, which is huge for modern development. What's really smart here is that instead of trying to teach your AI everything about .NET from scratch, you're giving it these pre-built tested skills that know the right patterns and best practices. If you're working on AI-powered development tools or trying to get your coding assistant to actually write good CI instead of just guessing, definitely check this out. The recent updates show they're moving some of the tooling to official .NET feeds, which means this is getting serious enterprise support. Now here's something that caught my attention, free Claude Code access through a project called Free Claude Code. This Python tool gives you terminal access, VS Code extensions, and even Discord integration for Claude's coding capabilities, and it's completely free. The creator has built what they're calling OpenClaw with voice support, which is pretty wild. What's fascinating is that this isn't just another wrapper, they've built a whole ecosystem around free access to Claude's coding features. The recent updates show they're working on authentication improvements and expanding the Go language support. Now, I always recommend being careful with unofficial tools like this, especially when it comes to AI services, but for developers who want to experiment with Claude's coding capabilities without the subscription costs, this could be a game changer. Just make sure you understand the terms of service and security implications before diving in. Speaking of code assistants, let's dive into CodeGraph, which is solving a really elegant problem. You know how when you're working with AI coding assistants, you end up burning through tons of tokens just to give the AI context about your codebase? CodeGraph pre-indexes your entire codebase into a knowledge graph that Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, and OpenCode can understand without needing to read everything every time. This means fewer tokens, fewer tool calls, and everything stays completely local on your machine. The recent updates include zero KDKL indexing that just works with your existing Git ignore files, plus they've added support for Drupal frameworks. What I love about this approach is that it's thinking about AI assistance at scale. Instead of constantly re-explaining your codebase to your AI tools, you build this knowledge graph once and everything just works faster and cheaper. If you're working on large codebases and frustrated with how much context your AI tools need, this could save you serious time and money. Finally, we've got Google's ADK Samples Repository, showcasing their agent development kit. This is Google's collection of sample agents built with their ADK framework, and it's like a masterclass in how to build proper AI agents. They've got examples for everything from simple chatbots to complex multi-step reasoning agents, all built on solid engineering principles. What makes this particularly valuable is that these aren't just toy examples. They're production-ready templates you can actually build on. The recent security fixes show Google is taking this seriously, and they've been adding better documentation for Android and Kotlin integration. If you're trying to understand how to build AI agents the right way, with proper error handling, security considerations, and scalable architectures, this repository is pure gold. The fact that it's coming from Google's AI team means you're learning from the people who are literally building the future of AI agents. That's a wrap on today's Git News AI. Huge thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring this episode and helping us bring you the latest in AI development tools. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already, and check the show notes for direct links to all these repositories. Until next time, keep coding and keep exploring.